Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome to Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange with Charlie Pullo and Josh Jordan. Follow them on X at Pullo and at JoshJordan975 and read their work on sportsmap.com. It was a nightmare in New York. The Texans fall to the Jets 21-13. And what was one of the ugliest games in recent memory, C.J. Stroud on the run for his life all night long, sacked 8 times, looked to be shaken up on a couple of plays. Mixon runs for 106 yards, but just not enough to offset the awful protection. Give me your thoughts on the offense.
Boo! Halloweenish reference. I mean, the first quarter, I thought David Culley was coaching both teams. That was one of the most pitiful displays of offensive football both ways. My goodness. And then in the second half, Aaron Rodgers didn't turn into vintage Aaron Rodgers, but after a first half where 40-year-old Aaron looked like 70-year-old Aaron, he and the Jets got it going. The Texans offense did nothing. The offensive line, we know that Kenyon Green is terrible. Shame on you if as a Texans fan you were thinking, oh good, he's hurt. They have to replace him now. Kendrick Green isn't going to be the salvation. Jarrett Patterson, when healthy, isn't going to be the salvation. But that's one spot in the offensive line. Tunsil called for one false start. If the officials wanted to go hard line, they probably could have called him for about 10. I mean, he rocks back a half beat before the snap routinely. Also got whipped for at least one of the, 38 sacks the Jets had? Oh, just 8 sacks. And I think every offensive lineman got spanked at some point in the game. But you mentioned the numbers, stats can deceive, right? If we knew nothing else before convening, but that Joe Mixon was going to rush for over 100, that Tank Dell was going to catch for over 100, and that the Texans offense would basically do in the second half. Field goal, Fairbairn, a bad missed field goal, and then a garbage time, basically, field goal. So the Texans offense curled up and died. I mean, overall, this was a flashing sign, neon, fraud alert contender. I just want to say, this is a league, this is a conference where other than the Kansas City Chiefs, well, they're all fraud contenders, right? The Ravens just lost to Cleveland. The Texans beat Buffalo. Who else is so good in the AFC? The Texans are just in that pack of also-rans looking way up at the Chiefs. That offense in the second half, man.
It's a theme, though, Charlie. Offense in the second half. Take a look at these numbers here. Jets game, 6 points in the second half. Against the Colts last week, 6 points. Against the Packers, 3 points. Against the Bills, 6 points. Then the Patriots game, that was an outlier against a rookie quarterback in his first NFL start. So, yeah, you got some turnovers that gave you a short field there. Then you go before that, the Jags game, 7 points in the second half. Vikings game, 7 points in the second half. Bears game, 3 points in the second half. I mean, that is what they do. This is a Bobby Slowick issue. It's not just the offensive line. And prepare for a lazy take, Nick Caserio, who said this week that just saying the offensive line isn't playing very well, I think that's just a lazy narrative. I'm about to be real lazy. They are god-awful right now. Kenyon Green, I'm about here to just say it's his fault that Will Anderson got hurt. If he doesn't give up that terrible, basically, sack and pressure there where Stroud fumbles the ball, the very next play, the defense shouldn't be out on the field. They are. Anderson gets his ankle rolled up, and he was in and out, mostly out for the rest of the game. And when Kendrick Green came in, yeah, he's no savior, but what they do, a 98-yard touchdown drive when he came in the game after that? And kind of similar to last week when Patterson came in and they went right down the field for a touchdown drive. So I'm sorry, Kenyon Green, he has been terrible. You have to find another answer. And you're right, it's not just him. I think back to last year when they had all these replacement offensive linemen and Laremy Tunsil was out and all these guys were out bringing in guys off the street. Then they beat the Steelers and they deal with that pass rush and they look just fine. This is terrible. I am really concerned. My other concern, they can't do anything on the road against a decent team. And I guess we're calling the Jets decent now. But if you think about it, the good wins. The Bills, that's at home. All these wins at home. You could say the Colts game on the road, week one, but that's a quarterback that got benched. I am really concerned going forward here, and we'll get to the defense a little later. So I've got some opinions on those guys, but CJ Stroud's getting killed. He's not just taking sacks. He's taking hits where he's barely getting up and he's just laying there. This is not sustainable.
Trade deadline is Tuesday. I don't know if Nick Caserio would go as radically admitting he blew his first round draft choice, calling the shots for the Texans and Kenyon Green as to go from starter to cut him. But you know, if he's not injured and out, you cannot justify running him out as your starting left guard anymore. It was an Amazon narrative going into the game. You know, Kirk Herbstreit doesn't watch the Texans game in, game out. I'm sure he watches a fair amount of tape preparing for the telecast, but Kenyon Green was getting thumped on the broadcast almost as badly as he does on the field. Between another team's practice squad, trading a late draft pick for someone else's backup guard. I do find it disappointing that evidently while filling in for Tunsil for a few snaps in this game, that Blake Fisher has shown so little to the Texans internally that any consideration has taken place of moving him inside as a possible upgrade for Green. I mean, other teams just lick their chops thinking there's the Achilles heel. We can snip it whenever we want going after Kenyon Green, but he has company in the disappointment ratio in the offensive line, because he's not making $17 million, Titus Howard. He's not making $25 million, Laramie Tunsil. But Green is just a terrible starting NFL offensive lineman. He has to be removed for almost anybody else.
I think, Charlie, what the issue there is Caserio was asked about Fisher right after he was drafted. He said they basically only view him as a tackle, the way he's built. So I think if there is a move to be made here, it might be putting Fisher at right tackle and moving Titus Howard back to left guard. We've seen that experiment before. It wasn't that great, but at this point, they got to try something here. And if Corley doesn't drop that ball running into the end zone, this game shouldn't have been as close as it actually was.
I want to get your thoughts on whether the Texans should have made a move before this game or not. But before we do that, I want to do a quick note here. Some good news. We are excited to invite everyone out to a really cool event that is happening November the 11th at 8th Wonder Brewery. It's called The Tailgate. It's a celebration of food, sports, and fandom. And it just gets better every year. There's all kinds of tailgate-inspired bites and cocktails from places like Big City Wings, Loro, Bizarro's Pizza, Uchi, and a lot of others. The same ticket that gets you in, gets you all your food and drink. There will be fun game day activities, and VIP ticket holders will get to do meet and greets with Houston Texans legends Brian Cushing and Travis Johnson. It's at 8th Wonder Brewery. If you're familiar with 8th Wonder, you know they have some very special drinks. It was a fun time last year. Again, it's Monday, November 11th. Tickets are on sale now. If you like sports and you like food, go to tailgate.culturemap.com and use promo code SPORTSMAP to get $10 off all ticket types. We hope to see you there. So guys, we knew coming into this game, Nico, he's going to come back for the Lions game, but you knew you were down two receivers. It sounds like everyone, but internally, knew the O-line was thin here. Are you surprised that they didn't make a move coming into this game knowing they were shorthanded at those two positions?
Well, my guess is Patterson would have started if he hadn't been concussed out of the game last week. I mean, they benched Kenyon Green, and I doubt through, what, one day's of practice, if that, in the short week, that he would have redeemed himself or turned the corner that the coach... Now we think Kenyon Green's ready to be a starting left guard. You could acquire somebody, but is it someone who's materially going to help? We see all these wide receiver trades that have gone down, teams giving up fifth, sixth round picks, trading a six for a seven in the receiver. It's not going to cost you a premium draft choice to acquire a run-of-the-mill guard. The bar is so low, though, on what it would take to upgrade over Kenyon Green. Caserio's on the clock on this one. What do the Texans really think of themselves? I mean, to me, a fifth, a sixth-round pick is a throwaway. If you can get some ham-and-egg guard, make the trade. You're not compromising your future in doing that. Or are they looking at, you know, we're a nice team, but we're not quite ready to make the leap that maybe we thought we were going to make. You mentioned the roadkill issues. I mean, their offense was dismembered at Minnesota. Pedro Martinez would say, the Jets' defense is C.J. Stroud's daddy. This is twice in a row. I mean, C.J. Stroud in this game, they turned him into Anthony Richardson. I mean, C.J. was scatter-armed. Of course, when you have to throw the ball on the run as often as he had to, it's tough. But 11 for 30 in this game for C.J. Stroud. I just want to take a breath. Number one, a quality Houston road win in a Thursday nighter. Did happen. Rockets at Mavericks. This is a 6-3 football team. You know, this was an awful performance. You know, why were they the underdog as a 6-2 team against a 2-6 team? Well, they were on the road, and the Texans have won a bunch of close games, right? The Jets have lost a bunch of close games. So the Texans probably not as good as a 6-2 record would just suggest on its face. And the Jets did not open a pack of quit. I mean, it looked like it for most of the first half. But at 2-6, right, they're not leaps and bounds inferior to the Texans in quality. With the rosters the teams had tonight, if we're taking wide receivers, the first two picks would be Jets, Devontae Adams, and Garrett Wilson. I mean, my God, catch of the year probably with the biggest play of the game. You know, the Jets defense had faded in recent weeks, but you look at personnel there, they have players. And their pass rush got home over and over and over. But what curve do we grade on? Because every pass rush is getting over on the Texans' offensive line. That's what, 31 sacks now of C.J. Stroud in 9 games, plus the hits, plus the non-sacks that force you out of rhythm and off the timing of your play because you're flush to the right, you're flush to the left, and just chucking the ball downfield somewhere. I mean, it was nasty. I'm just saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. This isn't a crummy team. It's just not a great team.
As long as we're staying on the offense, we can't let Bobby Slowick out of here. My Lord. It's either run, run, pass. Can you think of a second down where they don't hand the ball to Joe Mixon? My God, they're predictable. And then you go down there and halfback pass, and then you get C.J. Stroud sacked. And then after that, he goes Captain Conservative with run, run, and then C.J. barely has any time to throw. It's like, why don't you try and sneak up on somebody and throw on first or second down there? And it's every week with Bobby. And as I already went through all their struggles in the second half to score any points, I mean, this all kind of points back at him. This has been bad. And he was very accountable in his press conference this past week. But clearly, they're not getting it fixed. They don't have any answers here. And this is not just a Nico thing. I mean, Tank had a big game, as Charlie pointed out. But it's just, where's Dalton Schultz? 3 catches for 21 yards? And a lot of that, I think, was in garbage time. I mean, when Robert Woods is going out there and giving you more than him, it's a concern. They don't have enough answers. You need to throw the ball to Joe Mixon a little bit more. Did he even have a catch tonight? No, he didn't. He had 4 catches last week, not 1 catch tonight. One of your best skill players, you don't even throw him the ball. This falls on Bobby Slowick, man. He's got to get this fixed.
While as the offensive coordinator, key coaching blame offensively goes to Slowick, I want to at least put back on the griddle also offensive line coach Chris Strausser. I don't know what he makes, but he's not earning it. I mean, they just look lost too often. I mean, Green's a bad football player for an NFL starting guard. Everyone else is credentialed. I mean, Scruggs isn't accomplished yet, but he was a second-round pick a year ago. I know. A year earlier, Green was a first-round pick. But Mason Tunsil Howard, that's the majority of your starters who are credible NFL starters, and too often they look baffled or it's just a jailbreak against them. Whatever personnel issues they have, I think in the trenches, they're getting out schemed too often as well.
Yeah. And CJ was not accurate, but he was hearing footsteps all night long. I mean, and he took some big hits, even the ones that weren't sacks when he was able to get the ball away, was still taking big hits in the backfield. On the other side of the ball, the defense wreaked havoc for the first half, but the absence of Will Anderson Jr. eventually tilted the game in New York's favor. Charlie, you mentioned that incredible catch by Wilson in the end zone. I mean, that's 3rd and 19, and Lassiter gives up that play in the end zone. What did you guys see on the defensive side of the ball?
That play, I just think, was an amazing play. I mean, Rodgers just threw that up there, and Wilson made a hellacious catch. They drew the comparison to the Odell Beckham Jr. play a decade ago, and it was a pretty good comp. I guess if I was going to say, come on, coach it better than that. Jalen Petrie does not have strong cover skills, so that he's the slot corner matched up with Devontae Adams, for the put away score in a game, I'd question that. But, you know, you can't deploy Stingley everywhere. Okay, deploy him on Devontae Adams on that play, or at least Garrett Wilson, and have Lassiter try with Adams. Lassiter had a rough night, losing his footing a couple times. Adams, I thought, took him to school. You know, when Anderson is not operating at full speed, it's a blow to the defense. I mean, Danico Autry made his presence felt tonight. Danielle Hunter, I don't think he recorded a sack, but at least had multiple pressures again. But you add it all up. Look, after the Jets in the first half looked like a mediocre high school offense, the second half they had three possessions, a 70-yard touchdown drive, a 70-yard touchdown drive, and an 80-yard touchdown drive. That is absolute defensive capitulation from the Texans, and that the offense didn't stay on the field long. They gave up long drives. Get yourself off the field at some point rather than have a 40-year-old quarterback slice and dice you to death.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass a little blame on DeMeco here. Don't get me wrong. I still think he's a great coach, but he's not perfect. And my big problem with that is what Charlie kind of hit on there is, you know, Lassiter basically falls down when Adams picks up that big play where they had to check him for the concussion there. And then he gives up the big play to Garrett Wilson. And I think I put it out on Twitter. I'm like, while Adams is in the locker room missing significant time, why don't you put Stingley on Garrett Wilson during all that time? Like, put your best corner on their best receiver and then make them beat you otherwise. And as Charlie pointed out on that other touchdown, Stingley was on Mike Williams when Petrie was beaten by Devontae Adams. So I'm like, at least, you know, put him, like Charlie said, put him on Wilson or Adams. And when Adams was out of the game, he should be traveling around following Garrett Wilson. And everybody will say, oh, well, they usually play Stingley on one side. True. But remember last year when Amari Cooper put up like over 200 yards on the Texans, when they played the Browns again in the playoffs, guess what Stingley was doing? He was shadowing Amari Cooper all over the field, and it worked perfectly. So I feel like sometimes D'Amico's a little slow to make these really necessary changes.
Charlie, give me your final thoughts on this game.
The second half was a really bad egg lay. I mean, this isn't catastrophic. It's a road game in which they were the underdog. Perplexingly so to many because of the team records and the Jets having just lost at New England, a team the Texans actually on the road destroyed not that long ago. Well, the Jets lost close to Minnesota. The Texans got trampled by Minnesota. Texans have played so many close games. You're not going to continually win 75%, 80% of your one-score games. I guess technically with the field goal, this turns into a one-score game and an eight-point game. But in the second half, this was a woodshed job. If the Texans don't play, I don't know, 10 times better than this, the Detroit Lions will mop NRG Stadium with them a week from Sunday.
That's why I'm concerned, because I don't expect them to beat Detroit anyway. And then they go on the road to play the Cowboys. It's not like the Cowboys are very good, but it's on the road. We've seen what the Texans do on the road. So you drop this game to the Jets, you could be looking at losing three in a row right here. And the thing with the Texans is I think they have a chance to win a playoff game or two, but only if they're at home. So, you know, you cough up this AFC game to the Jets. If you're not going to get that home playoff game, I worry about the Texans being able to win. This is just very familiar, right, to the Ravens games last year, the first game of the season, the playoff game. When they take that step up in competition, especially on the road, they're just outmatched.
That's going to wrap it for this episode of Texans on Tap. Thank you to everyone who stayed up late and watched us live. Next week, we're going to do our Lions-Texans preview, so make sure you're along for the ride for that. For Charlie and Josh, I'm Brandon. Happy Halloween, everyone. See you next time. Go Texans.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.